This is Blues Before Sunrise. Each week, we examine the forgotten pages of blues heritage, dusting off records by obscure and unknown artists, as well as the immortal bluesmen. So we hope you'll take the time to listen along with us on Blues Before Sunrise.
One of the first big stars that the Chess Brothers had on their label was that tenor man, Tom Archer, on the Aristocrat label. That was from October 1947. And you see the connection here. That was called the Macomba Jump. And the Macomba was the tavern, the local Southside tavern, that the Chess family owned and operated in the years before they were connected to the label. It would have been the 1940s. Tom Archer to get us started on this week's edition of Blues Before Sunrise. It's the Blues Heritage Showcase. I'm your host, Steve Cushing, and we are here for the next 5 hours to blow the dust off of some of the forgotten sounds in blues heritage. We've got all sorts of great things to send in your direction. Our opening set this week belongs to the King Cole Trio. While the recording ban was in effect, a lot of popular artists still got to make some recordings as transcriptions, which were shipped around the country. We opened the set with a transcription.
Little Joe from Chicago, he wears a big blue diamond ring. Little Joe from Chicago, he never wants for anything. He handles plenty of money and he dresses up like a king. Little Joe from Chicago, he never spent a day in school. Little Joe from Chicago, he never learned a grammar rule. But I have money Chicago, he wears a big blue diamond ring. Little Joe from Chicago, he never wants for anything. He has plenty of money and he dresses up like a king. Little Joe.
Something that I'd like to bring to you, wrapped all in cellophane, designed for you. Tell you what it's all about. It is without a doubt swinging the latest style. Service with a smile. If you want to swing and shout, forget your kicks and get about. I'm an errand boy of rhythm. Send me. Lace your boots and follow through. I'll deliver straight to you. I'm an errand boy of rhythm. Send me. You can always find me down at Smokey Joe's. That's the place where every gal and gator goes. If you want variety, just step in and call for me. I'm an errand boy for rhythm. Send me. Just step in and call for me. I'm an errand boy for rhythm. I'm an errand boy for rhythm. Send me.
Concern, you found another love, I know. To whom it may concern, my heart won't ever let you go. You tore my heart apart when you found somebody new. But you found out that your heart could be broken too. So to whom it may concern, you've learned that heartache has no pride. Pretending unconcern won't stop the tears you try to hide. And when you're all alone with just a memory, that's when I bet you'll learn one who's most concerned is me. Thank you. when you're all alone with just a memory. That's when I bet you'll learn the one who's most concerned is me.
The King Cole Trio. I don't know. Is it just? It seems to me as though there's just a timeless cool to that electric guitar and the scat singing with the piano. Of course, as far as I'm concerned, there are no old records. I don't know what's contemporary, so I probably shouldn't be the judge of it. That's What was the name of it. From June of 1947, that was the classic trio, which had Nat Cole on piano and vocal. Oscar Moore guitar, Johnny Miller played the bass. Never any percussion. Well, much towards the end of the trio days, which would have been the early 50s, late 40s, they added a Jack Costanza played a conga drum on or bongos on a lot of them. But no drummer with a drum set. We started the set with Little Joe from Chicago. March of 1944 on the McGregor transcription side. Then we listened to a couple for the Capitol label. Aaron Boy for Rhythm from October of 1945. We heard a later recording with orchestration, To Whom It May Concern, from November of 1958. And then back to Capitol again. That's What was the name of it, from June of 1947. Tune to Blues Before Sunrise from the sound of the King Cole Trio. Let's listen to Cootie Williams and the orchestra. Now, I don't want you to make a mistake here, because this is Cootie Williams and his orchestra. He left Duke Ellington to work with Benny Goodman, and then after a period of time with Benny Goodman, he started his own orchestra. And he was in the big band business from the early 40s through, I think almost to 1950, and then the finances gave out. But one of the stars in his band, and there were a number of them, Bud Powell was in the band, also Eddie Lockjaw Davis, and of course the vocalist we're about to listen to. Don't mistake these for Eddie Cleanhead Vinson records. These are Cootie Williams records.
Bye. baby, but my baby don't love me. That's why this song is called Things Ain't What They Used to Be. I went to see my baby. She asked me for a key. Clean head, things ain't what they used to be.
Yeah, that's
telling you, buddy, somebody sure has got to go. Chicken and duck. That's why I don't want you hanging around my wife no more. Yeah, that's why I'm telling you, buddy, somebody sure has got to go.
Yeah, there's Eddie Cleanhead Vinson as the featured vocalist with Cootie Williams and his orchestra. These things were all issued on the Hit label. Also, I've seen them on Majestic as well. They were all from the year 1944. The first two sides, first we had Red Blues, which is known popularly as Cherry Red or Cherry Red Blues. Red Blues, and then Things Ain't What They Used to Be, the Ellington tune, were done in January of 1944. The second two, Is You Is or Is You Ain't My Baby, and Somebody's Gotta Go, were done at a session in August of 1944. And I don't quite know. I know that these records put Cleanhead on the map. And at some point, the Cootie Williams Orchestra had to fold financially. And I think that Cleanhead ran around with his own big band for a while. I know he recorded with one. And I think I remember him telling me that they actually went on the road with that big band. But this is the thing that really brought him to the public's attention. You're tuned to Blues Before Sunrise, Blues Heritage Showcase. I'm Steve Cushing. Let's call on some sides here by Lena Horn.
Free and easy, that's my style. Howdy do me, watch me smile. Fare thee well. I gotta roam, and any place I hang my hat is home. Sweetened water, cherry wine, thank you kindly, suits me fine. Kansas City, honeycomb, 'cause any place I hang my hat is home. Birds roosting in the trees pick up and go, and their going proves that's how it ought to be. across the river, round the bend. Howdy, stranger, so long, friend. There's a voice in the lonesome wind that keeps whispering. A voice in the lonesome wind that keeps whispering, "Roam." It's love, well, who would have thought it? If this is love, then why have I fought it? What a way to feel, I could touch the sky. What a way to feel, I have found my guy. It's love at last, I've someone to cheer for. It's love at last, I've learned what we're here for. I've heard it said, you'll know it when you see it. Well, I see it, I know it. It's love. It's love. It's love, well, who would have thought it? If this is love, then why have I fought it? What a way to feel, I could touch the sky. What a way to feel, I have found my guy. It's love at last, have someone to cheer for. It's love at last, I've learned what we're here for. I've heard it said, you'll know it when you see it. Well, I see it, I know it, I feel it. It's love.
Get out of town before it's too late, my love. Get out of town, be good to me, please. Why wish me harm? Why not retire to a farm and be contented to charm the birds off the trees? Just disappear, I care for you much too much. And when you are near, close to me, dear, we touch too much. The thrill when we meet is so bittersweet that, darling, it's getting me down. So on your mark, get set, get out of town. Be good to me, please. Why wish me harm? Why not retire to a farm and be contented to charm the birds off the trees? Just disappear. I care for you much too much. When you're near, close to me, dear, we touch too much. The thrill when we meet is so bittersweet that, darling, it's getting me down. So on your mark, get set, get out of time.
Lena Horne on the RCA Victor label. These are all done in the 1950s. We had Any Place I Hang My Hat Is Home, February 1957. Then It's Love from May of 1955. And the one we just heard, Get Out of Town, from June of 1958. Lena Horne here on Blues Before Sunrise. First hour is always devoted to the sounds of Bronzeville. Let's change the pace a little bit. We're going to go back. Guy who had the pioneering big band was Fletcher Henderson. And he started very early as a demonstration pianist for Black Swan. And when they had their little record store, and he was also the music director at the company. Here he is with his own big band. These are all sides for the Victor label, from 1931, and let's start with this one. I sort of enjoy it. My sweet tooth says I want to, but my wisdom tooth says no.
I go for you so. Oh, my sweet tooth says I wanna, but my wisdom tooth says no. In my heart I feel like I'm willing, I'm no eeny meeny, you know. Oh, my sweet tooth says I wanna, but my wisdom tooth says no. Oh, oh, there's really two sides to me. Oh, oh, you've only made one agree. Get together, waiting is killing, can't you see I'm raring to go. Oh, my sweet tooth says I wanna, but my wisdom tooth says no. Thank you.
Pa and Nia, Old Black Joe and Mammy Clue with Sambo by the ear. And then there's sweet Jenny Lee from dear old Tennessee, and loving Sam from Birmingham on a low-down highbrow spree. Everybody's singing down old Dixie way. Hear them bells a-ringing, it's Melinda's wedding day. Better tell the deacon everything's okay. Even heaven speaking, it's Melinda's wedding day. Da-da-doo, see her coming down the aisle. Da-da-dee, see her million-dollar smile. Hear the band a-playing, see the crowd all gay. Everybody's saying it's Melinda's wedding day.
Yeah, Fletcher Henderson and his big band there. Those were sides from, let's see, the last one was from April of 1931. The other two were from July 1931. We listened to My Sweet Tooth Says I Wanna, But My Wisdom Tooth Says No. And the flip side was Melinda's Wedding Day. Dick Robertson was the vocalist there. One we just heard, Roll On Mississippi, Roll On, George Bias was the vocalist. Fletcher Henderson and his big band. All happens here on Blues Before Sunrise. Time now for some Hep Harmony.
Mary had a little jam, little jam, little jam. Mary had a little jam. The cats were swinging out. Jitterbugs were jumping round, jumping round, jumping round. Jitterbugs were jumping round, and all they do is shout.
Everybody there was happy, and the music good and snappy. It's no wonder they were happy.
Jive was fine as wine. Mary had a little jam, little jam, little jam. Mary had a little jam, knocked herself right out.
Finally got hip. Then she gave a dance-a-roo
to show off her new step.
Mary had a little jam.
What a chick was Mary.
Mary had a little jam.
Ha la 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 la, ha la 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 da.
Jitterbugs were jumping round.
Jump, jump, jumping with the jive, boy.
Jitterbugs were jumping round.
Tree, 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 da 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 da.
Everybody there was happy, and the music good and snappy. It's no wonder they were happy. Jive was fine as wine. Mary had a little jam, little jam, little jam. Mary had a little jam, knocked herself right out.
Thank you.
Marian Anderson. And, you know, that was the B-side of her very first recording, My Way's Cloudy, recorded December of 1923. Deep River was the A-side on that one. Every year during Black History Month, we have everybody invoke her name or show a picture of Marian Anderson. But whoever plays a Marian Anderson record these days, we can hear them here on Blues Before Sunrise. It rounds out the set. We had the Five Redcaps, Mary Had a Little Jam, from April of 1944. Then 17-year-old Derek Sampson, in a boogie piece, A Steady Time Special, from August 1943. And then Marian Anderson, My Way's Cloudy. It's Blues Before Sunrise. I'm Steve Cushing. We're going to pause and identify the station. We'll be back with hour number two, taking us up to station ID. Jim Wynn, here on the baritone, I think, goes back to 1948. It's called J.W. Bop.